Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is What You're Not Listening To here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com, the audio educational and anthology series. Can you tell I record this still in one take? I am Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, video promo producer, and writer, yes. And we are the second of our two programs where we're looking at, first time ever in this program that we're looking at Broadway programs. And today we're looking at When Hippies Overtook the Great White Way. Billed as the American Tribal Love Rock Musical. Welcome to 1969, everybody. Hair made an immediate and far-reaching impact outside of Broadway. And just letting you know all right now, this program will contain language and subject matter not suitable for all audiences. Racism. The Vietnam War, rejection of uptight sexual mores, nudity, profanity, simulating open drug use, hippies and the counterculture. This was definitely not your parents' Broadway musical. It was the brainchild of composers and actors James Rotto and Jerome Ragney. Galt McDermott completed the music. Starting off as an off-Broadway experimental theater experience, Hair debuted in 1967 with a very strange plot. An extraterrestrial comes to Earth with aspirations of becoming a film director. I can't even make this up, but somebody actually did. When the production altered the plot and reworked the songs without aliens, Hair seemed like a truly odd concept. People who would probably never be seen on a Broadway stage, talking about the issues of the day, walking out naked, using language and subject matter not suitable for mainstream broadcast media, and even inviting the audience to join in at the end. And you have to understand that Hair was one of the first, if not the first, musical to have a majority cast under 21 years old and not named brands, in a sense, for Broadway or theater stage. It should have failed miserably. Instead, its boldness shocked many, and the general public ate it up. It spent 13 weeks at number one on the Billboard LP chart, despite never releasing a single from the album. It also went on to sell 3 million copies, feats only the Beatles could match at that time. It was the last Broadway cast album to achieve the pole position and also won a Grammy Award for Best Score from a Broadway production in 1969. Interestingly, many of the songs from the album were covered by other artists, giving them major hits around the world, including Nina Simone, The Cowsills, Oliver, Three Dog Night, and The Fifth Dimension. And how different was this show compared to others? Here's just a sample of the dialogue. This is written by George Ragney. The draft is white people sending black people to fight yellow people to protect the country if they stole from the red people. Yes, this definitely was not My Fair Lady. The original production didn't receive a single Tony Award, but it didn't matter, as Hair became a cultural phenomenon almost overnight, with numerous other revivals still being performed around the world to this day. Of the original Broadway production, many of the stars would continue success in various mediums. Ronnie Dyson went on to have a steady career as a hitmaker in the 1970s. Understudy Diane Keaton went on to win the Best Actress Oscar for Annie Hall in 1977, and musician Paul Jabara would win an Oscar for Best Original Song for Last Dance, sung by Donna Summer in 1978. This program will be approximately 30 minutes in length, featuring tracks from both the Broadway and off-Broadway productions of the musical. I'm really out of it today. And here we're going to kick it right into it. Hard to pick a single song that is most associated with this show because of the singles that other artists recorded and released. All of them were like super huge hits of the year. It was just absolutely insane. We're going to be kicking off the late Ronnie Dyson here singing the lead and the Broadway production of Hair from 1969. This is Aquarius, and we'll see you just before the grand finale. Thank you.
Ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no shine, ain't got no underwear, ain't got no soap, ain't got no A train, ain't got no mind, ain't got no smokes, ain't got no job, ain't got no work, ain't got no coins, ain't got no pennies, ain't got no girl, ain't got no ticket, ain't got no token, ain't got no God.
Ain't got no father, ain't got no TV, ain't got no pizza, ain't got no gallows, ain't got no sleep, ain't got no rhythm, ain't got no books, ain't got no socks, ain't got no sex,
ain't got no earth, ain't got no fun, ain't got no bike, ain't got no pimples, ain't got no trees, ain't got no air, ain't got no water, city, banjo, toothpick, shoelaces, teachers, football, telephone, records, doctor, brother, sister.
Have you got 1967? That makes you so damn superior and gives me such a headache.
Well, if you really want to know, 1947, I got life, mother. I got laughs, sister. I got freedom, brother. I got good times, man. I got crazy ways, daughter. I got million-dollar charm, cousin. I got headaches and toothaches and bad times too, like you. I got my hair, I got my head, I got my brains, I got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, got my teeth. I got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my tits, got my heart, got my soul, got my back, I got my ass. Got my arms, got my hands, got my fingers, got my legs, got my feet, got my toes, got my liver, I got my blood, I got life,
he's got life,
I got laughs,
he's got laughs,
I got headaches and toothaches and bad times too, like you. I got my hair, got my head, got
my guts.
I got my guts.
I got my muscle. And I'm gonna spread it around the world, Mother.
Hallelujah!
And I'm gonna spread it around the world, Sister. And I'm gonna spread it around the world, Brother. So everybody knows what I've got.
A black nigger, a jungle bunny, jigaboo, coon, picker, nanny, mow, mow, Uncle Tom, Aunt Jemima, little black Sambo, cotton picking, swamp, guinea, junk man, shoeshine boy, elevator, operator, table cleaners at heart and hard off, slave voodoo, zombie, your banky lift, flat nose, tap dancer, resident of Harlem and president of United States of Love. I said president of the United States of Love. She.
If you ask me for dinner, you gonna feed it.
Watermelon, omnicrince, and short and bread, alligator ribs, some pigtails, some black eyed peas, some chili, some collard greens. Don't watch out, this pussy man will get you.
She asks me why I'm just a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night, hair that's a fright. I'm hairy high and low. Don't ask me why, don't know. It's not for lack of bread, like the Grateful Dead. Darling,
gimme head with hair, long beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen. Gimme down to there, hair shoulder length or longer. Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy.
Yeah! Susanna Planetooch, a planet in another galaxy. Susanna Planetooch, a place where all the people look like me. A planet where the air is pure, the river water's crystal bright, the sky is green, and in the night 12 golden moons provide the light. The buildings in the cities shaped like hills, made of black and green and blue and yellow glass, with rivers running through them, crystal bright. Swim in the water, drink from the river. Total beauty, total health. Every man's an artist and a scientist, philosopher, no government and no police, no wars, no crime, no hate, just happiness and love. Fulfillment of each man's potential and ambition with ever widening horizon. Susanna Planetooch, a planet in another galaxy. Susanna Planetooch, would you like to go back with me?
Back, children of the revolution. To what you're not listening to's program here on aceofspadespdx.com, looking at the Broadway and off-Broadway productions of Hair from 1967 to 1969, which truly changed the game in ways that just people were not ready for. And you know what? Sometimes that's just what you need to blow out the cobwebs, right? So your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., and let's recap what we've heard in our show before we get into our grand finale, shall we? Kicked it all off from 1969 from the Broadway production of Hair with lead by Ronnie Dyce and Aquarius. Following that, the next two songs are from the off-Broadway production of Hair from 1967. The first one features leads by Walker Daniels, Jerome Ragney, Steve Dean, and Arnold Wilkinson. And the second features lead by Mary Jane Markle and Walker Daniels, and that's Ain't Got No, I Got Life, which was covered as a medley by the one and only Nina Simone. Following that was Colored Spade from the 1969 Broadway production of Hair by Lamont Washington. Also from the Broadway production of Hair by from 1969, leads by James Rado and Jerome Ragney. That's the title track there. Easy to Be Hard from 1969's Hair, but the Broadway production of that, lead by Lynn Kellogg. And the big hit that came out of that, that was covered by Three Dog Night, sounds incredibly different when sung by men. Absolutely. Following that was 3500 from 1969's Broadway production of Hair, featuring the cast. And the next two songs, the ones we just heard, X Not Planetooch and The Climax, were both from the off-Broadway productions of Hair, which were excised from the Broadway production of Hair when they changed the alien concept there. On the former, the lead was by Walker Daniels, and on the latter, was the lead was by Jill O'Hara. Oh, my God, yes. Some of it sounds incredibly dated, and some of it sounds like things have not changed in 50 years. Well, you know, it's kind of been what 2020 has all been about, is reevaluating history, hasn't it? And picking out things and finding things that said, you know, even back then, things are completely screwed up. And I'm just, for all the crazy that's gone on this year, I'm grateful to be living in 2020 and looking back at hindsight, not with 2020 vision, but saying, okay, yes, there were voices out there that needed to be heard. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, and requests, please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, daddybenbear@gmail.com. Love to you all. And this was part of a medley featuring the lead song and this song that became literally, according to ASCAP, the biggest and most played song of 1969 by the Fifth Dimension. And this is the latter part of it. This is the cast, which leads by James Rado, Lynn Kellogg, and Melba Moore. The Flesh Failures, Let the Sunshine In.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new told lies with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness. Who knows what stands in front of our lives? I fashion my future on films in space. Silence tells me secretly